This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Egypt has mediated a cessation of hostilities between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza after a round of rocket and mortar fire and retaliatory airstrikes over 2 days resulted in casualties on both sides. They were the fiercest clashes since the 2014 Gaza War. Hamas official Ismail Radwan said his side is committed to the ceasefire, but our hands, he added, are on the trigger if Israel violates it. At the UN, the Security Council took up the matter behind closed doors. Israel's Ambassador Danny Dannon said he expects many members to condemn Israel for the fighting.
Other members that claim to be objective will call for restraint on both sides. Let me be clear about that. There is no such a thing, both sides. There is Hamas that attacks and fires over 460 missiles at civilians, and there is Israel that protects its people.
Violence has simmered along the Israel-Gaza border since Palestinians launched weekly protests in March, demanding an easing of the blockade of Gaza and the right of return to land lost after Israel's founding in 1948. The warring factions in Libya have agreed to a UN action plan next year to pave the way for elections, a success, according to UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salameh, following a two-day summit held in the Italian city of Palermo.
And as an important milestone in our common struggle to bring back peace, security, and prosperity to the Libyan people.
The North African country has lacked stability as it continues to be ruled by armed factions since the fall of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Italy's prime minister said a strong cohesion emerged among the participants. This is VOA News. The U.S. Tuesday designated the son of the leader of the Lebanese-based Hezbollah, Jawad Nasrallah, a terrorist, accusing him of carrying out attacks against Israel in the West Bank. Washington has also blacklisted Al-Mujahideen Brigades, or AMD, which it claims has links to the Iran-backed Hezbollah and has plotted a number of attacks. Nathan Sales is a U.S. ambassador at large and coordinates U.S. counterterrorism activities.
The actions we're announcing today are one more step in our campaign to build the toughest sanctions regime ever imposed on Iran. More sanctions are coming, and they will continue until Iran and its proxies change their behavior.
The U.S. is also offering up to $5 million each for information leading to the locations of Hamas leader Saleh al-Aruri and Hezbollah leaders Khalil Yusuf Mahmoud Harb and Haytham Ali Tabatabai. Nearly 50 are dead following ferocious wildfires across parts of California. Dozens are unaccounted for. Over 6 days, tens of thousands of hectares of land have been scorched, along with thousands of homes and businesses destroyed. Hundreds of thousands had to be evacuated from their homes. Howard Taylor is one of those who managed to escape the blaze threatening the town of Paradise.
We didn't have 10 minutes to get out of there. We really had to go. It was already in flame downtown. It was already, all the local restaurants and stuff were already engulfed in flames. You know, power poles were falling over the street.
Lighter winds have allowed firefighters to begin the process of containing some fires. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, on the sidelines of an ASEAN meeting in Singapore Wednesday, told the de facto leader of Myanmar, also known as Burma, that her government is without excuse following a security crackdown that forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Speaking with Aung San Suu Kyi, Pence decried what he called the violence and persecution against the Muslim minority group. The high-profile trial of Mexican drug baron Joaquin El Chapo Guzman opened Tuesday in New York, where the 61-year-old faces multiple criminal counts that could result in a life sentence. Prosecutors said over decades he directed massive shipments of illicit drugs into the U.S., and his Sinaloa drug cartel engaged in violence that left tens of thousands dead. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow announced Tuesday the U.S. is communicating again with China over trade tensions.
The president kind of reopened the China talks, which had, I won't say they stopped, but they slowed down, when he called President Xi. And it's pretty clear now that at the G20 meeting in Argentina, there will be talks between the two leaders.
The U.S. has slapped a series of tariffs on China to get it to change some of its trade and economic practices. Germany said as its economy shrank 0.2% in the third quarter, Japan says it's contracted 0.3%. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks traded lower again Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones index losing another 100 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.